46 downtown at WGCL. We're not going to get much warmer today. 61, but plenty of sunshine all week. That's the good news. We don't even see any clouds, Margaret, till Friday. Every day is sunshine, and we just inch up 61, 63, 69, 71, 73. So not bad at all.
And what's the high today, though?
61, sunshine. We'll live with that. It's fine. Monday's an indoor day, anyhow. You're doing everything else.
Yeah.
So it'll be warmer than what it was yesterday when those clouds rolled in the afternoon and that rain continued. Then the wind followed up after that. That was a little chilly. That's a preview of what's to come. So we'll enjoy
this. I want to go into hibernation now. Thank you.
Well, fire away. We'll see you. See you in the springtime once you break through the snow cap and do all that. Updated forecast, live radar. You can find it all at WGCLradio.com. Every other Monday morning, we check in with the Bloomington Police Department. Our good friend is Captain Steve Kellums. Captain Kellums, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great this morning. I agree with you. The weather is fantastic. I kind of like fall. I like that nice, cool morning.
Four seasons.
Sunshine all week is going to be great.
Yep, and that's exactly right. Four seasons. I don't mind it. I don't mind being a little cold. Sunshine, though, solves all your problems. If it's it's 60 and cloudy, it's one thing. But you get a little sunshine
today. That's different.
You've been a very busy man since we last spoke to you.
He didn't have anything to do.
When we spoke to him last Monday, you were getting ready for a hugely busy week. And on Wednesday the 4th, we had something national. I know that. You were involved nationally.
It was the National Coffee with a Cop Day. The National Coffee with a Cop started at a kind of a small police department in California. Their idea of going out to the community and just being able to sit down with people and talk to them about what's going on in the community and about with the officers. And that idea started out there. And our chief, Mike Dekoff, heard about that and really liked that. So we kind of jumped on board doing that very early, several years ago now, with these Coffee with the Cops. And we've continued to do those up to this year, doing one every month. And, of course, last year we were part of the first National Coffee with the Cop, and this year we were part of the second annual National Coffee with the Cop. And that was on the 4th, and we did that at Harley-Davidson and just had a really fantastic time. Harley-Davidson of Bloomington, they were great at hosting us and having some snacks out there and coffee. And we got to stand around and talk to a lot of people and find out what some of their concerns were and just share. And we had a fantastic time. And it's also nice standing in Harley-Davidson looking at all the great motorcycles, too. So that was
That was painful, I'm sure.
it was. My wife yelled. My wife kept texting me, no.
Yep.
That's all she was saying. No.
Quit it.
So I'm not really sure what she was referring to, but
it was preventative medicine. That's for sure. She wasn't worried. She wasn't worried about that extra cup of coffee that was going on going on there. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning from the Bloomington Police Department. He checks in with us every other Monday to see what's going on, and obviously over the weekend, homecoming was in town, and the weather was really nice. And I always am fascinated by there needs to be some kind of whiteboard sliding scale graph where if there's a big event in good weather, does it go this way or that way? If there's a big event in bad weather, we know it's kind of quiet. So I'm going to guess with perfect weather on Friday and Saturday,
it was perfect.
You guys were busy and probably had a tired Sunday.
We were busy, and then unfortunately Sunday just carried over. You talked about the weather on Sunday. When we get the bad weather with the rain is when we start getting our accidents, our shift pretty busy. Especially since we haven't had so much rain this year. And we kind of joke here that it seems like we can tell when one drop of rain falls in the middle of town because everybody runs into each other.
And the streets are slick.
Traffic accident.
Oh, I don't know. I unfortunately had to witness a really nasty accident on Saturday. We were sitting outside of Juanita's, and there was a young lady and a friend of hers in a car, and they were just sitting waiting to turn onto Third Street or onto Kirkwood, excuse me. And somebody decided to turn into Fairview, and they were driving really fast. They did not make the corner, and they went into the back end of her car. I'm pretty sure they totaled it, and then they drove off.
Oh yeah, that's illegal. Not only with the it's leaving the scene of an accident, and we unfortunately get quite a few of those. And sometimes they're involved with people who've had too much to drink and drive, which
we
Saturday
wondered
well
about
an
that.
Issue with that.
We wondered.
The other time
that.
Is insurance. We see that people don't have proper insurance and didn't get insurance on their vehicles, and a lot of times that's when they'll leave those scenes. But leaving the scene dramatically increases the penalties with that those types of accidents. And it becomes an automatic criminal offense of leaving the scene of that accident. So people need to stay, make sure everybody's safe, and make sure they contact us so
yeah,
we can come out and check on them.
I was really, really horrified by the whole thing because, this person, they had no idea if they hurt somebody. None. And they really hit this car hard.
Well, don't forget anybody with any outstanding warrants to go along with that. We could be here all day talking.
We could. But, that's interesting because that leads us into the fact that this is School Bus Safety Week. So it's National School Bus Safety Week, and we talk about the driving and the accidents. We want everybody to remember those buses are out there and stop on those reds, stop with those school bus arms. We still have people that violate that, and we still try to be out so that we can catch those violators that do that. And that, again, is another outside of just a traffic offense, it's actually a criminal offense. So you need to make sure that people pay attention to those school buses. We have over 25 million children riding to school daily in the United States, and we want to make sure that people are paying attention to those school buses and those school zones and slowing down and taking that extra time if needed. Don't be in such a big hurry that you risk kids' lives.
Well, is there any kind of stats on how often you catch someone who does something like that?
Well, we have stats on everything. It's just a matter of finding them. So I'm sure there are. But we get complaints. We've seen nationally, and I'm not saying this is happening here, but nationally we've seen those with the addition of video cameras too. We're seeing video cameras placed on buses that can capture those license plates, which allows us to follow up a lot easier and locating those drivers who drive around those stop arms and fail to stop. And we can see those stats from there. So I don't have any idea what those statistics are, but with given time, one of the things with police departments is we do collect a lot of data. It's just about finding it and putting it all together in a usable format.
Well, just to segue from that, how was your Banneker Blue and You event?
Well, we go back to the 4th. We followed up with our National Coffee with a Cop in the morning with that afternoon. We were out at Banneker Blue and You.
Doubleheader action.
As well.
Doubleheader. Yeah, let's play two.
We always have so much fun out there, not only setting things up in the street, and the weather was nice. We didn't get rained on, and we had a lot of kids come out, families just coming down, and we have little displays set up with our various units. We have a police car that they can climb around in. We had our canine Ike was out, as well as some displays from our dive team and our SWAT team. And then, of course, we had pizzas and cookies that were donated to us, and we had that out.
I'm sure they loved that.
They did love that. And of course, Deputy Chief Qualters was out playing basketball with all the kids because he cannot avoid a basketball court. So he was out playing basketball with all the kids, and we had a great time in it. This was our second year of doing that, and I know that's going to be an annual event for us now because we enjoy being in that community. We enjoy being up there and just being able to share and have a good time.
Okay, so on the 27th, we have the Downtown Trick-or-Treat Walk. So what do you guys have to do with that?
So the downtown businesses will have trick-or-treating for the kids and being able to walk downtown and going into a variety of the businesses. And we're going to be a part of that. We're going to have a police car down there so that they can trick-or-treat at the police car and the kids can stop by and say hi and get some candy from us as well. Yeah.
Are you going to throw the sirens on to scare them when they get close to it, fire up the sirens? That's exactly right.
I don't know. We might. We might. You never know. Because if we told everybody, it wouldn't be nearly scary enough, would it?
Let me just pop the trunk, and then you've got the headless horseman in there or something else. let's get these kids. Let's hear them scream. Because again, you're the safest guys to be around. So that's where you should be scared.
So the downtown event is going to happen on Friday the 27th, but then on the 28th you have a coffee with the cops Halloween edition.
we are. We're going to be at Lucky's from starting at 11:30, I believe, and we'll be at Lucky's Market there on the south side of town. And we'll have we'll have candy for the kids. Come out in your costumes and say hi and bring the kids out. So it's a traditional coffee with a cop. So anybody can come. We're going to be there. Have a number of officers that can stand around and talk about things and deal with issues or problems. But we're also going to add that Halloween element to it. So we'll have some candy for the kids as well, and they can come out with their costumes. We would love to see them and take some pictures and have a good time.
Now, I did not know this, but apparently the fraternities and sororities do something for Halloween too. And
they do. They've done that every year.
I did not know this. I mean, how did I miss this?
Safest place to be, walking through North Jordan. To the Greeks, yeah.
So it's they open their houses for kids to come do Halloween. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
They kids come out and do trick or treating, and they provide some candy for them. They've been doing that for a while. There's a lot of Halloween events is just going on in the city.
I talked about that last hour. I said when I was a kid, I was happy to have just a couple hours on Halloween. Here, it's a whole month. It's like the 12 days of Halloween.
Yeah,
it's a full month of Halloween.
October 25th is that the sororities and fraternities are on October 25th.
I told you,
Margaret.
Then
we have downtown event on the 27th, and then Coffee with Cops Halloween edition at Lucky's on the 28th.
There's something at RCA Park this Saturday. I mean, if you want to get candy, folks, this is the Bloomington Dental Association is the most. They're more powerful than the mafia, for crying out loud.
And don't forget, on the 27th, there's also a Festival of Ghost Stories that is taking place at the Monroe County Public Library. So a great way to take.
Well, they better have candy, or no one's going to be there.
Well, you wanted a scare. That's a great place for a scare.
That's that's exactly
awesome.
Right. So there's plenty of things going on. And with all this traffic around town as well, I just was going through. We get a fax every now and again from the locals from I-69. Roads are closed, utility work. How are you guys getting around? Heck, it's hard for the rest of us to get around. I can only imagine when you guys have calls to make and do everything else. Do you have special routes? You have Plan B you can let us know about? So
really?
How do we get around this place anymore?
You know, it can be tricky at times, but one of the, there's a lot of drawbacks to driving the cars all day long for 8 hours a day, but one of the benefits is you really get to know your city. So the officers are really good at figuring out pretty quickly where some roads are blocked and the alternate routes and how to get around it. And we get a lot of help from dispatch as well, particularly when a business or a construction project needs to close something temporarily, and they'll contact the dispatch center, and they'll, of course, let us know, and the ambulance and fire know where those closings are, so that they can route around them for the emergency runs.
That's smart.
But you're right. It's difficult to get around town. Typically, we see that construction in the summer, but there's just so much going on lately that it doesn't seem to go away anymore, and now it seems to be construction time all the time.
You know, one question I was going to ask you, and I know this is way down the road, but I know the public safety tax is just starting to hum and everything else. When you open, they open, the city opens, we open, the Switchyard Park, that hunk of land, you're adding a bunch of, what does that add to you, I would guess? I know this is way down the road, but that's a big piece of chunk there.
It is. And looking at the events that they're going to bring in down there, I mean,
it's all going to be with people.
Great park. It's going to be bring people in. We are part of that Switchyard Park project by taking the old bicycle project building there.
Yeah.
We're going to be remodeling that and giving us a substation.
Oh, cool.
We're going to have an opportunity to have to be able to staff some people closer. It won't be a full-time staff position, but it will allow us the opportunity to give us a place to go to,
especially with those big events,
when we deal with the events or the amphitheater events or some of the issues down there. So from the very beginning in planning, public safety was thought about on how we could incorporate that in the Switchyard Park. And we're actually looking forward to that build out and where that comes, because it's going to be interesting and it's going to give us some opportunities to do some things. We think it'll be a lot of fun.
I agree with that as well, and it's good that that's already been in the planning process, so that's not surprising, but I was just wondering how that was all going to, because all that construction that's going on back over there, before you know it, you're going to turn around one day, and that thing's going to be open for business as well.
Well, if you've been in this town for a long time, I mean, you know, being on the police department now for over 26 years, you blink your eyes and all of a sudden the town looks entirely different. And sometimes it's hard for us to see that because...
Well, it's not going to be hard for you to see it because all the new...
It's not.
All the things that are being planted right across the street from you are right next door to you. You're going to be... Why don't you get some of that commercial space on the bottom floor there? Why don't you guys become a tenant for one of those places and we'll get those all built up?
You never know, right? You never know what might end up happening.
I remember you telling us a few months ago that right outside your window they were digging a hole. Did everybody survive that when that intersection was being changed?
No, well, they did, yeah. They worked really hard on that intersection, really impressed with the city and how they came in and did a lot and got that done so quickly and got that intersection back open again. But as you know, when you look at the planning and things that are going on, there's just so much in the works right now and has been for a long time that, again, those changes. And as you said, the construction projects in the downtown area and some of those changes are just they're interesting and they can provide a lot of opportunities for things.
Margaret, just think about it. Where he is on 3rd mm-hmm. Street, the Boys and Girls Club is remodeling right next door. Across the street, they're trying to get those apartments in. Just south of there, they're trying to get, or west of there, they're trying to get apartments in. Is that right? You've got it surrounded on three sides?
We are surrounded on three sides, yes. But as long as we have the Food Truck Friday right across the street from us every Friday,
you guys are happy. You guys are happy.
Walking distance.
Well, when I was up at the Martinsville Fall Festival, there was a man up there, and he said, we stopped in, and I told him we were from Bloomington. He goes, do you stop at the Food Truck Fridays? I'm there then. So he was all pleased about that. He could let me know that I could get his wonderful food there, too. So,
no. Well, Captain Kellums, Margaret has just told us how busy you have been. We will check in with you on Halloween Eve on the 30th, and we will get all of our safety rules and regulations. We'll double check our trick or treat times, all the things that you guys need help with, we can pass along to our listeners, and we'll do that coming back on the 30th.
Yeah, we'll be ready to go with all the tips and things you need to go out and have a nice, safe, happy Halloween with your children.
And you can tell us about the other five events that happened before that.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. Again, it's been such a big portion of what we've tried to do, and I know we spend so much time talking about on the phone, but it's what I'm proud of, and it's what our department's proud of, is just getting out to the community and being a part of this community, and it's something that we really enjoy doing, and we're not backing away from that. We're going to do as much as we absolutely can, and that's not to take away from all the hard work our people do every day out there trying to keep the city safe, but it's just a different view of what we do and what we should be doing, so we're going to be out there, and we'll always have a lot of stuff going on.
And you should. You're exactly right. And nobody can say, well, where are the police? What are they doing? That's not true at all. So the best way to follow what's happening and to get involved with these outreach programs is simply to go to the Facebook page.
Facebook page is still the best way to follow everything that we're doing. We post regularly with events and things coming up, and we even post a few fun things now and then. So you could have found out, on Sunday, it was, National Cheese Curd Day. So hopefully you didn't miss out on that.
Is today Cyber Monday, Margaret? That should be up your area. Is that go check that out. We'll see if that's
okay.
Going.
All right,
we'll let you get back to work, my friend. Thank you for your time, as always. We always appreciate the insight, and we'll get ready. Remember, on Monday the 30th, since we're on radio, costume is required on Monday the 30th when we talk to you.
That sounds perfect. I've got it covered.
All right, and I believe you. That's the good news. Thanks, buddy.
All right, take care.